So tell me, what is the sex drive? What is this initiative all about?
The sex drive was developed by a group which I chair called the Finger Lakes Sexual Health Coalition. And we got together and started trying to figure out what we could do to impact sexual health in the Finger Lakes area. And we decided to focus a bit on the parents. And the sex drive is an initiative that encourages parents to have conversations with their kids while they have them in the car, taking them to school or to practice, to have short conversations with their children about their bodies, about puberty, about relationships and sex, basically, to short snippets of conversations to just increase everybody's awareness and everybody's comfort with the topic.
Yeah, comfort. I think parents and kids have been uncomfortable about this for all of recorded history. Is there anything different now in the way that parents should be talking to kids about sexual issues and sexuality?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of threats out there, but the conversations, threats that maybe weren't there previously, but the conversations are still the same. So our impetus is on just getting parents to do any talking at all. I had a conversation with a young coworker the other day, and I told her about the sex drive, and she said, my parents never talked to me about sex. And I said, mine never did either. So this has gone on for generations, like you say, that parents are just not comfortable. These conversations are not happening. So as far as threats that we face today with kids who are misinformed or uninformed, almost 50% of teens will get an STD at some point. And some of those can cause infertility and other problems. Still, teen pregnancy is still a problem, though the rates have come down in recent years. And children born to teen parents are more likely to be teen parents themselves someday. So, there's a lot of things that can happen when we don't have these conversations.
Well, as you said, it makes sense to try to do this in the car for specific reasons, right?
Right. Number one, you're both held hostage. so you can't get away. You can't walk out of the room. But the other side of that is if it's a short trip, that it's closed-ended. So the agony will be over, within 5-10 minutes. And both parties know that. The parent knows that and the child knows that. So these are not long conversations. They're short. The other really great thing is you don't need to make eye contact, which can be very difficult when you're having these sorts of talks. So, in fact, eye contact in the car is discouraged. It may work even better after dark. I've had some of the best conversations with my own child, in a car, him in the back seat, and it being dark out. It's just easier to speak.
Everybody obviously knows their child better than anyone. Hopefully they do.
Right.
But, obviously this awkwardness, as we talked about, is kind of always there, especially at the beginning. What's a good starting point for a conversation like this? How do you even kick off the topic?
Right. Well, that's what the sex drive is about. Each week we'll give some suggestion about how to get the conversation started. So for our first week, the suggestion is use something from the TV or a movie or even a commercial, because there's so much sexual content in there that our kids see every day if they're watching TV at all. So pick out something from a show, like a popular show has been Pretty Little Liars for adolescents. So pick out a situation there or just simply ask, what do you think about that show? Do you think that teens are portrayed, truly or realistically in that show? Why or why not? Or talk about a specific character who you know is having sex on that show. And what do you think about that? Or why is it okay to show so much sexual content, but, we don't talk about condoms or birth control per se on those shows? So trying to use things that kids see every day as an example or as a springboard for starting those conversations.
And if your child decides to shut you out, put their headphones on, say, Mom, please stop.
Well, at least they know you've tried, and at least they know you're approachable. So our thought is these short snippets of time where they know that it's okay to talk about it will be forever in their head, so that, 2 years later, when they are in their first relationship, or they have a question or they have a problem, they're going to remember, you know what, Mom or Dad was willing to talk to me when we were together in the past, and I am now more comfortable in approaching them. So, yeah, even if you are shut out, it at least sends the message that you're there, you're approachable, and you know what, maybe we can't talk about it now, but maybe we can talk about it later. And, you know, kids are learning about sex, you know, at all ages, they're learning.
With or without you.
With or without you. So, you know, let's let it be with you. Let's let it be by you. When kids are asked who they want to get these messages from, it's usually their parents. You know, that's how they respond. They want you to talk to them, even though they're going to act embarrassed and frustrated. They still deep down want you to. They want to have these conversations, and we need to help them navigate this really tricky terrain of sexuality as they get older.
Kate, I think you mentioned the Finger Lakes Sexual Health Coalition Facebook page. You're going to have some material up there starting on March 3rd about
yes.
how to specifically navigate these conversations, right?
Yes. Our program, The Sex Drive, runs for 10 weeks. We have 10 different messages with suggestions about how to get the conversation started, and those will be on our Facebook page at FLXSHC. We'll also be using Twitter with hashtag SexDrive17. From the Facebook page, that will take you to a web page that will have all of the different messages for the duration of the initiative.
If your child, during one of these conversations, brings up something that unexpected that you didn't know about them, maybe mm-hmm. a relationship they've had or thoughts they've had,
sure.
How do you know when you are prying or going too far? I know this can be a tricky terrain for parents.
Right. So if this is something about your own child's experience, go down that road. And the nice thing about the car get is no eye contact. And if they're in the back seat, they can't see your reaction. You know, if something they have said really kind of hits you at the core and upsets you, just try to maintain a calm voice and a matter-of-fact way about you, and go down that road as far as they will let you and as far as you're comfortable with. You know, if it's about their health, sexual health is no different than the rest of our health. We would want to know, you know, if our child was diabetic, if our child was hurting in some way physically. And we need to think about sexual health in that same realm, because if kids are struggling with their sexuality or with the thought that maybe they have an STD or that they're in a relationship that is abusive, we want to hear about those things. Just like we'd want to hear if they had a sore throat.
Kate Ott, co-chair of the Finger Lakes Sexual Health Coalition, talking about the Sex Drive, an initiative that's in its second year now. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.